Now listen, verse 2. Son of man, speak unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to his multitude, whom art thou like in thy greatness? You see, God recognized the greatness of this nation over apparently a couple of millenniums. This great kingdom had dominated the world. It was the breadbasket for the world because they did not depend on rainfall. They depended on the Nile River overflowing each year, which it did. Now you have here a nation that has arisen, and the greatness of it is tremendous. Verse 3, behold, the Assyrian was a cedar in Lebanon, with fair branches, with a shadowing shroud, and of a high stature, and its top was among the thick boughs. Now God says, I likened Assyria, the great nation in the north there, I liken it to a great cedar tree. Now, there's more than one tree in a forest because one tree won't make a forest. And this tree, Assyria, stood way above the other trees, dominated it. But God brought Assyria down. And the message ought to get through to Pharaoh and to the people of Egypt. He's a great tree. He's dominated everything. The people of Egypt have been great. But now they're going to be brought low. And as we saw last time, it's to become a base kingdom. And very candidly, for a period now of over 2,000 years, it's been a base kingdom. Never a world empire again. Now, let me drop down to verse 10. And now we're going to see the fall of the tree. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God. And that's the way you indicate these divisions here. Because each one of them in this chapter begins, therefore thus saith the Lord, or thus saith the Lord. Because thou hast lifted up thyself in height, and he hath shot up his top among the thick boughs, and his heart is lifted up in his height. You see, Pharaoh, a human being's lifted up with pride, because pride's in the human heart. And his greatness, you know, it blinded him to the danger that he was in. But now God says here, I have therefore delivered him into the hand of the mighty one of the nations. Who is the mighty one of the nations now? Well, it was Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. I don't think he's speaking here of Satan, because Satan has had Egypt for years. This wasn't something new. The great one was Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. And if you want to confirm that, read Daniel. And Daniel said to Nebuchadnezzar, you're the head of gold. The greatness of this man hasn't been exceeded. Now, he says, I've delivered you. That is Pharaoh of Egypt. He shall surely deal with him. I've driven him out of his wickedness. And strangers, the terrible of the nations, have cut him off. In other words, Egypt is to be taken now.